ref throws the ball back out to Skyler. Skyler puts the shot up and misses the second one. Autumn with the rebound. Back over to Kaylee. So Kaylee, they can stretch their lead if they're good here. Tulsi puts up a shot, puts it in. All right, so a three-point lead by the Glacier Bears, or for the Glacier Bears here at the late going. 2.5 minutes to go in the game. Aspen drives, shoots. Autumn puts her arms up, and Ashley just runs right into her. And so on the shot, she missed the shot, but she will be shooting two. So I believe that's three fouls. Yes, three fouls now on Autumn here in the late going to the fourth quarter. So we got 2.5 minutes to go. Aspen shoots the first one, and she puts it in. Banks it off the front of the iron, hits the backboard, and goes in. So 27 for the home team, and the Glacier Bears are 29. Ashley Aspen with her second shot, nothing but net. So 1-point lead for the Glacier Bears. Kaylee's got the ball on the front court. She's trying to get rid of it. She gets rid of it to Brittany. Brittany looks for Autumn, and Autumn's just not there, and they just get – Skyler steals the ball. Skyler looks for Aspen. Aspen's coming down to shoot. Aspen's looking for an inlet. She's playing a lot of one-on-one basketball here in the last couple minutes, and I don't know if that's good or bad thing for the team, but Tulsi's just doing a great job keeping her at bay. They pass the ball back over to Skyler. Skyler's being guarded by Brittany. Back over to Aspen. Aspen and Tulsi are going to play a little dance here again. Aspen drives, shoots, misses. Ashley shoots and scores as she's fouled by Autumn. So Craig recaptures the lead, 30-29, with Ashley Hansen shooting from the charity stripe. So the crowd goes quiet. Ashley shoots. Misses. Banks it off the back rim. So the lead is only one, but errant pass. But the ball is recovered again after a blocked shot by Kaylee. Kaylee blocks the shot, but now she's looking for the ball back. She gets the ball back. Kaylee, right. Sorry, I keep saying Kaylee. I mean Kaylee. Tulsi throws the ball away right underneath her own basket. Now Skyler brings the ball back down. Aspen is holding the ball out there at the free throw line, at the half court line, and DJ, their coach, calls a timeout. So, the same story as last night, but a little bit tighter. So the Craig Panthers have the ball with a timeout, and a full timeout at that. And they're looking to extend their lead, and the Glacier Bears are trying to hold them with a minute 28 to go in the ball game. Both teams are in the single bonus, so any foul will constitute shots. And it looks to me as though everybody in the stadium here is into the game. This is the closest game that's taken place here, I think, in the early season here in Craig, Alaska. We've had a couple of games. The boys played against Metlakatla, and Metlakatla is a good team, and I think the closest score was by 30. So look forward to that when you guys play Metlakatla and be ready for them. So here we are getting ready. The buzzer sounded. Neither coach is looking to even take their team out of the huddle. The refs are saying, look, it's time to go. Let's get this game moving. Everybody wants to go home. It's not near as late as last night. This game's going to get over at about the same time last night's game started. So nobody can complain about that. And I'm sure your girls are going to be getting back on the ferry in the morning. So they need to get some rest anyway. So Craig brings the ball back in. Aspen's got the ball at the top of the three-point line, trying to dribble around, just trying to keep the ball. I think to take as much time off the clock as they possibly can. I don't even know that they care if they're going to shoot the ball. Aspen's standing in the middle of the key and not even wanting to shoot the ball. Alicia tries to drive. She shoots and misses. Everything but the ball went through that hole. It went down and out and in, and it looks like it went out of bounds. It's going to be Craig ball. So Alicia taking the ball out of bounds. Nice. Tulsi stole the ball right on the inbounds pass. She's trying to bring the ball down the court. She's there alone with Skyler. Skyler's blocking everything, blocked the shot, and Tulsi gave it right back to the Craig Panthers with 53 seconds to go. She should have pulled that back out and set up a play, and the coach is kind of telling the exact same thing. Alicia's looking to either take some time, but the coach, DJ, takes another timeout. So he didn't like what he was seeing. Neither coach is liking what they're seeing at this point in the game. It's too close for any comfort at this point. But at this point, Craig still has the lead, 30-29, 43.3 seconds to go in the game. Both teams are still in single bonus, and nobody scored, I think, in the last minute and a half. So Craig would be happy if no one scored again. Excuse me, but I do not think that's what's going to happen. I think the Haynes is going to pull something out of their hat, and they're going to make something work here. We'll see if we can somehow, some way here, have our first overtime game of the season. There we go. That's what we want, is another 3 minutes of basketball. All right, the buzzers have sounded. The refs are yelling at the coaches to let the players get out there and play. The crowd's pretty solemn here. Everybody wants something good to happen here, but they're a little bit nervous, thinking that somebody might come in and steal one away from the home team. So White's ball. Craig's got the ball right out at the half-court line to pass the ball into Aspen. Aspen's holding the ball at three-point line. She wants to drive. She might just want to shoot that ball, but she throws the ball right out of bounds. So with 36 and a half seconds to go, it is Haynes basketball. Haynes is looking for their first miracle of the season. Kaylee's got the ball. She's fouled by Aspen. Wow, so the best free throw shooter on the court is shooting two with 31.6 seconds to go to give Haynes the lead. Pressure, yes, but she's already made six free throws today. The odds are in her favor. So she is shooting 1-1. This will be the last 1-1. Everything from this point forward will be two. She puts it in. Alicia Barlow comes and just shoves her right off of the line as she shoots that ball. You know, I'm not sure that we're going to call that a kosher play, but she still made the shot. She puts up the second one. No, she missed one. Tie game. Craig's got the ball, and Tia's going. She's driving down the end of the court. She shoots. She misses. Rebound, Brittany. Brittany's got the ball. Foul on number 1-0 on Alicia Barlow. The shooting will be Brittany. With 23.5 seconds to go, the game is tied, and Brittany is shooting two. So Brittany's shooting two. Everything's a little confused here. Craig's not really putting people on the line for the first shot. They don't need to, I guess, because they can just come in. But the refs are kind of waiting for that to happen. So Brittany will be shooting two to take the lead and maybe the game from the Craig Panthers. She missed the first one. All right, she's got another chance here from the line. The first one didn't look bad. It was just a little strong. A little confusion there underneath. Everybody looks like they're where they're at. The refs gives the ball up to Brittany. Brittany shoots her second shot, puts it in. 1 point lead for the Haynes Glacier Bears. 22 seconds to go, and Aspen's driving. Driving down the court. Nobody's on her, really, but she's just standing there waiting for the time to go. I don't know what she's waiting for. At this point, I would just go. She's got 10 seconds to go, and she's just dribbling out there. If she doesn't do anything with the ball, they're going to lose this game. She brings up underneath. She has nothing to do with the ball. She's pinned over in the corner. They shoot and miss, and the game's over. The Haynes Glacier Bears steal one from the Craig Panthers here late at the end of the fourth quarter with very, very little time to go. And I don't want to be the one to say I told you so, but I remember saying that foul shots were going to win or lose this game for the Glacier Bears, and nothing impressed me more than the way they shot that ball going down the stretch. I'm going to give you guys a quick analysis of shot points scored.
We can't decipher much.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I can't decipher the scratch there.
No,
so we got four shots,
yes,
or 4 points?
4 points.
Four plus all of her foul shots.
Yes.
So we got four, nine, 10, 11 points for Kaylee, two for Autumn, four for Destiny, five for Michaela, three for Brittany, Tulsi had four, and Jordan had two.
Two for Brittany.
Yeah, three for Brittany, yes. Yeah. So every single player on the team scored. What an amazing performance from the away team. Good work. Good work from the Haynes Glacier Bears. Hope you guys have a great night, and we will probably talk to you guys again when the boys come to town. We're looking forward to it. Have a great night.